That's not good for him. That would not be good for his honor. Let him please come and free me from Ravana. This was done. Hanuman said, okay, any service for me? No, said Sita, you have found me. Now bring Ram as soon as possible and tell him I will not be able to survive another week. He has to come immediately and save me. Hanuman said, yes, I'm going. But he was very temperamental. He went in the he said, let me first do a if you know I'm a monkey. And he took a he destroyed the whole Ashoka garden. It was the good garden. And then he destroyed an army, I have written down, of 80,000 soldiers of Ravan. Only later, when Indrajit came, the son of Ravan, Indrajit threw a Brahmastra, and Hanuman allowed himself to be caught by this Brahmastra. Hare Krishna. Then he was brought before Ravan. And the most amazing thing happened in the court of Ravan, that I will end here. Oof, because I can't go on any longer. This is a new chapter. Hanuman comes before the Lord of Lanka, Ravan, and begins to offend Ravan in such a way that you will all laugh. Hanuman is very, very good in speaking strong words, and we will hear some of them tomorrow. But I think let us just be sure that you know where we are. We are at this moment discussing really the greatness of the devotees of Krishna, and Hanuman is such a great devotee of Lord Ram that he did the most extraordinary work. He went to the demons in order to get Sita back. I want to thank you very, very much that you have been so kind to listen to me for this long time. I hope that it is interesting for you. You will see, if you continue to listen, something will happen to you. Very, very nice. I hope I see you back tomorrow. Maybe there is Sundarananda, you want to say something to the devotees? Is everything clear? Same time, yes. Let us end the evening, please, with chanting for two more minutes so that we are protected when we go into the Zagreb world, that we don't expect Hanuman and Prahlad Maharaj and Narada Muni to come. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sari Jai Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sari Gaurakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Lakanoj.
Oh,
Devotees who will come. I do not know your name, but you played the rest, the blind. Please tell the devotees to pick chairs from the room in the back. Yes. I think we all had the experience yesterday. After changing the machine, Kavacha, the whole atmosphere really changed in a wonderful way. And today we will hear some more amazing things. Yesterday someone came to me and said, "What you told us is so amazing, but this is nothing. More will come." Yeah. We are trying to follow Narada Muni through the universe, as he wants to find out who of the devotees of Krishna has gotten most of the mercy of Lord Krishna. And we have come with him to the lower parts of the universe, the Sutala planetary system, where he finds Prahlad Maharaj absorbed in the deepest of meditations under a banyan tree. And Narada Muni remembers that Prahlad Maharaj was so dear to Lord Krishna that Krishna appeared to him not one time but two times. Once as Lord Nrsimhadev, when he protected him, and the second time was when he appeared disguised as a mystical sannyasi who was bearing sword and bow and who fought with Prahlad Maharaj until finally he revealed himself as being none other than Krishna. The sannyasi turned into the wonderful bluish form of Lord Krishna. And Prahlad realized, although I fought with my Lord. But then Narada Muni tries to say that, Prahlad, you are the dearest devotee of Lord Krishna. Prahlad becomes very despondent and says, no, Hanuman is. And he started to tell about Hanuman and his excellent service for Lord Rama. And here we will continue with our narration. We have followed Hanuman over the ocean when he jumped in order to find Sita. And he has found Sita now, but Sita does not want to go come with him to Lord Rama. Sita says, no, the husband should claim the wife, not the servant. Let Lord Rama come here to Sri Lanka and take me back to Ayodhya. You just go now and you tell him where I am. So before Hanuman goes, he gives a shoulder for us. He takes an iron bar. He laughs at this iron monkey. It grows very tall and begins to destroy the beautiful flower garden of Ravana. Ravana sends one army after the other to defeat this wild monster monkey, King Kong. Hanuman is very, very determined, and he kills all the armies. Finally, a general comes and says, you are serving Lord Rama. Who is Lord Rama? He is only a mere human being. My master is Ravan with 10 heads. At this moment, Hanuman lifts his leg and fills the mouth of this general with the liquid from his body. Later, he gets criticized by Lord Rama. Why did you have to behave so unconscious? Retorts the demon. He said, you know, I'm a monkey. I do what monkeys do. I could no longer tolerate that he spoke bad about you, so I had to stop him with the liquid of my body, my urine. Hare Krishna, this is how dear that my service Hanuman does. The devotees become happy when they hear such a thing. So finally, he allowed himself to be bound. It was Indrajit who, after giving Hanuman a good battle, put the snake weapon around him, and the snake weapon wound himself around Hanuman, and then Hanuman was brought to Ravan. Ravan said, who are you? You look like a monkey, but you have killed all my armies. Hanuman just laughed, and he broke the snake weapon. He took his tail and built a big heap, and he sat on the heap and he said, I'm the servant of Ram, if I may introduce myself. And the servant of Ram should sit higher than your excellent demon. Ram said, and he called 10 other servants who jumped on Hanuman and hurled him. I will kill you, but what is your message? My message is very simple, said Hanuman. You will be soon dead. You have dared to offend my master Ram. Kill him immediately! At this moment, Bibisan came. Bibisan is a saintly brother of Lord, of Ravan. He said, my dear brother, he's a messenger. By the law of war, it is forbidden to kill a messenger even if he comes from the enemy party. We have to allow him his life. Says Ravan. Okay. We will humiliate him for the rest of his life. Monkeys are very proud of their tail. We will burn his tail. We will lead him around the town of Lanka so that everyone knows what it means to be against me. And we will burn his tail so that he screams in agony. So they immediately took some cloth, put them in benzene, and started to light them. And then they let Hanuman out. At this moment, Sita mystically saw Hanuman, and he saw that his tail was on fire. And he prayed. She prayed, "My dear Agni, wherever I have been a good wife, please give part of my chastity to Hanuman so that his tail is very cool, refreshing like ice. This is how he should feel the fire." Agni said, "Yes." So they brought Hanuman through the town. Hanuman thought they had just waited for this. He looked at each corner of the town because he knew soon he would lead an attack on Lanka, and he needed to know where everything was, where the town's marketplace was, where all the strategic places were. Finally, Hanuman decided, "I have seen enough," and he started to grow. Again, the servants who held him experienced how he was shaking them away like moths. Actually, we have to make a movie from this. And then Hanuman laughed, and he took his tail, which was protected by Mother Sita's prayer, and with his tail, he jumped all through Lanka and put fire to all the houses which were there. He danced, laughing furiously. He saw how the whole city started to burn away. Streams of gold began to pour into the towns, and there was screaming and so on. "What is going on?" the people shouted. "Our town is burned by a monkey." And Hanuman was laughing. All of a sudden he noticed, "The whole town is burning. What is with Mother Sita? I hope she is not burned." But at that moment, as he thought like this, he saw auspicious omen in the environment. He saw the demigod, the Gandharvas, in heavenly chorus, "Long live Ram, long live Sita, everything is well, you are the dear servant, don't worry, Sita is protected," and so on. And Hanuman jumped to where Mother Sita was to look herself. There she was, and smiled at him. "But now," Sita said, "you have done enough mischief. Now, go to Ram. Tell him I can only survive another week. And he should quickly come." So Hanuman immediately became serious. So, "Thank you, Mother." He jumped to the ocean, put his tail in the water until the fire was out. And then he made a loud hunkara. Hunkara means victory cry. "Shri Ram! Shri Ram!" And then jumped from Lanka to the other side of the ocean. There he found all his other associates, and he said, "I have found Mother Sita. Let's go to Ram and tell him." So they went to Ram's, where Ram stayed. It was in the Kishkinda, the capital of Sugriva. And before they told Ram about where Mother Sita was and about what Hanuman had done in Lanka, Hanuman decided with his monkey followers,
let us first eat a little and drink a little. And they broke into the garden of Sugriva, where there were many honeycombs, and they drank the honey. The gardener was, this is the garden for the king, and don't do this. But Hanuman just put him aside and said, please do not disturb. This is a happy occasion, we must celebrate it. We found Sita. And he drank and ate all the plundered, all the fruits of that garden. Then he came before Rama and said, my dear Lord Rama, I have found Sita. And then he couldn't speak any longer. He was so happy. Ram said, yeah. And Hanuman told him, but was that really Sita which whom you saw? Asked Ram. Yes, said Hanuman, and in order to prove so, she has told me a story which I should tell you. Ram immediately sat down to listen to the story, and Hanuman told the story which Sita had told him so that Ram would recognize that Hanuman had really seen her. It was a very intimate story which happened in the forest Chitrakoot. But Sita had said, when you see my husband, tell him if he remembers how we were once in the forest. And I was sleeping next to his shoulder, on his shoulder. Then that Ram fell asleep. All of a sudden, a crow came. And the crow attacked me. I didn't wish to wake up my Lord Ram. The crow took its claws and ripped the cloth from my chest and began to claw my breast. But I didn't wish to wake him up. Finally, some blood came on Lord Ram's face. Ram woke up and he saw the crow. He took a kushagra. The crow, you have attacked my Sita? How do you dare to do this? He spoke one mantra and then he threw the kushagra in the direction of the crow. The crow fled. It was a mystical crow. All over the universe the crow went. Finally it could not escape the kushagra of my Lord Ram. It came back to Ram and said, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. I'm Jayanta, the son of Indra. Ram said, you have done an impossible thing. You have hurt my Sita. My weapon must take effect. Where do you wish that this arrow goes, which I have shot at you? Jayanta said, in my eye, because my vision is materialistic. Let it be finished. Then it struck. So now my message is, Ram, your Sita, whom you have protected in the forest of Chitrakoot, is now under great danger. This time not a mystical being has attacked. This time Ravan, the greatest of demons, has kidnapped me, and he waits to take me by power, by force. Come and save me. When Sita heard this, when Ram heard this very intimate story, he cried and he said, you are the real servant. I'm now no longer a king. I'm banished in the forest. But I wish to give you everything which I have in my possession. At that time Hanuman said, my dear Lord, there's only one thing which I want to have. I do not wish your palaces. I do not wish to have your gold. I only want your sweet embrace. At that moment Lord Ram took Hanuman and embraced him, and there are beautiful pictures where Hanuman just cries tears of ecstasy. The great warrior, he who had just terrified Ravan and all his demons, was crying tears of affection when Lord Ram embraced him. Then Ram said, now let us go to get Sita back. And at that time Hanuman became the carrier of Lord Ram. He carried Ram on one shoulder, Lakshman on the other, and he took his beautiful tail and made it like a canopy, baldachina, yes, so that the sun could not bite the sweet body of Lord Ram. Then Hanuman became the principal builder of the bridge which Lord Rama took in order to cross the ocean. I think we all remember Hanuman was ordered to throw big boulders of rocks into the ocean so that Lord Ram could cross on this bridge to Lanka. Hanuman had so much faith in Ram that he wrote on each rock the name Ram, and just by the name the weightlessness was implanted into the rocks so that the rocks were floating on top of the ocean. Then the whole army of Ram and his thousands of monkey soldiers went over to the other side. Prahlad Maharaj says to Narada Muni, do you remember all these incidents? This shows how dear Hanuman is as a servant of Lord Ram. He has gotten so much mercy. Then Prahlad said, do you remember? Once Indrajit took in the son of Ravan, took an invisible form and began to shoot a volley of arrows from an invisible position on Lord Ram and the soldiers of Lord Ram. At that time, Ram fell down unconscious, struck by the arrows. The whole army was finished by the demon Indrajit. Only Jambavan survived and Vibhishan. Jambavan was going through the army. Ram was as if dead. Lakshman was as if dead. All the soldiers were dead. Jambavan had only one question. Is Hanuman alive? Bibisan said, why don't you ask for Lakshman and for Ram? No, no, said Jambavan, Hanuman is something special. We need Hanuman more than Ram at this moment. This moment Hanuman jumped on the battlefield. Jai Ram! Jambavan said, see, the battle is lost. Everyone is as if dead. Only you are alive. Now you go in the direction of Kailash. There you find two mountain peaks called the Rishabha Mountain. I was there, I saw it. And between them, there is one mountain, between the two mountain peaks, one mountain, where there are all types of medical herbs. I need these medical herbs, Hanuman. They are called the Sanjeevani. Sanjeevani Devatai, yes. So Hanuman said, okay. And he jumped to Mount Kailash. He found the two mountains. But at the time when he came, all the herbs were afraid and they shrunk into the earth. Hanuman is coming because it looked so terrifying. Imagine a huge monkey coming through the air. they just went into the mountain. Hanuman told them, my dear Dukas, there is no way I will be stopped in my mission. You have to serve my Lord Ram. And he took the whole mountain, captured it, and jumped with the mountain back to Lanka. And it is described that just when he came with this mountain full of herbs, when Lord Rama only smelled the herbs, it brought him back to life and Lakshman back to life and all the soldiers. It is an interesting little thing I must tell you. The Rakshasas who died on the battlefield were not brought back to life. Why? Well, Ravan had arranged that all the Rakshasas who were killed in the battle against Ram and Hanuman, Ram and his monkey army, would immediately be thrown into the ocean with a stone on top of them, because he did not wish that his opposite side, Ram and the monkey army, would have the satisfaction to see that they were also victorious in the war. And because the Rakshasas were all on the bottom of the ocean, they could not smell the Mritya Sanjeevani Dilka. And in this way, they were not brought back to life. Do you understand? Hare Krishna. Wonderful. So then, the battle went on, and finally, Ram, who saw that Ravan would not bring Sita out of his own accord, made a vow, enough is enough, I will kill Ravan. Next morning Ravan came on the battlefield. And met Hanuman. Hanuman said, "You rascal," and just slapped him into the face, and Ravan fell on the ground. Then you remember, the day a monkey will slap me into my face and I will fall on the ground, that's my death day. He went up and said, "Where is your master? I don't fight with monkeys." Anyone smiled at him. He's just now coming there. That moment, Ravan saw Lord Rama with a golden effulgence, a beautiful bow. As he looked, he felt Ram is too powerful and wanted to run away. But the moment he wanted to run away, he saw millions of Ramas coming from all directions, out of every atom, towards him. And you can imagine, he was shocked. You know, this is my end. This is the end that has come to me. He tried to fight with Ram, but Ram liberated him from his body. Then Ram sent Hanuman to bring Sita. And Hanuman did this work also. He prepared Sita, "Please get ready. Your Ram is coming." And Hanuman made the unification between Sita and Ram. This, said Prahlad, is the service of Hanuman. He is the greatest servant. I just meditate and hope that the Lord will one day come to me. But Hanuman lives at Kimpurushavash. He is always there and worships a huge deity of Lord Ram. If you want to see a bhakta, then go to Hanuman. When Ram offered liberation to Hanuman, Hanuman said, "No, I only want to serve you. Go now, Narada. Don't waste your time with an unfortunate soul like me. Go to Hanuman." And my Radha Muni heard this. He called out, "How wonderful, how wonderful," and began to tremble. My dear devotees, at this moment I want you to make a little pause in your life and contemplate a little how this story evolves. You always find that the devotees are engaged in praising the services and the personalities of other devotees. If you want to have a spiritual society, you will have to learn to appreciate each devotee for his service to Krishna. In a materialistic society, everyone wants to be praised for whatever he does. Even if a materialist says something nice about another materialist, it's only because he wants to be praised for saying something nice. In a spiritual society, we should learn to praise others and become totally satisfied and happy by this. I can guarantee you, if you learn to praise devotees of Krishna, you will feel great happiness in your heart. In the Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna says that if you praise a devotee of Lord Krishna, that is more important than praising Krishna himself. The moment you praise a devotee of Lord Krishna, serve a devotee of Lord Krishna, Krishna becomes so satisfied that from an invisible position, he sends you his great mercy and so on. To serve a devotee of Lord Krishna, the following things are recommended. First is to show kindness to a devotee. The second point is you should offer him prasadam or some gift and present. The third point is you should sit with a devotee of Lord Krishna and talk about Krishna. Because this talk about Krishna or Krishna consciousness will make a devotee genuinely happy. I'm in this wonderful situation in my life that people and devotees come to me to want to know about spiritual solutions for their lives and so on. And I must tell you, when I can talk about Krishna to others and try to encourage others in Krishna consciousness, I feel that Krishna is so satisfied. It's almost like you see him smiling from behind the tapestry of your room or from behind the door. So on. Because he likes if devotees talk about Krishna to other devotees. Hearing about devotees also gives us a great determination in our life to follow their examples in our life. See, all types of hearing create a subtle impression of your consciousness. Your consciousness is like, I only know it in German, Knetmasse, modeling clay, we can call it. And this consciousness is modeled by sound vibration. Many devotees do not know that their subtle body is modeled by sound vibration, and therefore they are not practicing what we could call sound hygiene. Zwischnam hygienam. Yes. What is Zwischnam hygienam? It means that you take great care that in your life you hear spiritual sound vibration every day. And that the spiritual sound vibration models your consciousness or your subtle body like the expert hands of an artist modeling clay. Huh? If you learn to allow your consciousness to be modeled by spiritual sound vibration, you will even by this process develop a spiritual body. Yes, the feeling of Hare Krishna is like soft hands on your subtle body, which will model a spiritual body. But you must